4 months after the death of Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian political movement he founded is in turmoil. Younger members of Fatah are demanding more democracy and challenging the party's institutions. The ferment comes as the Islamist Hamas movement makes its first bid for political power. Palestinian analysts say Fatah could split and Hamas could win upcoming elections. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The grave of Yasser Arafat sits in the center of the Munqata, the battered compound in Ramallah where he spent the last 3 years of his life as a virtual prisoner by Israeli dictate. The grave is surrounded by glass. On top are wreaths laid by visiting dignitaries, but there have been few lately. On one recent afternoon, the only visitors were a small group of Australian tourists. But the quiet here belies the behind-the-scenes turmoil in the movement Arafat founded almost 40 years ago. In the past few weeks, dozens of prominent Fatah leaders in both the West Bank and Gaza have resigned their party positions, saying they want more democracy within the party. Most of them are close to Marwan Barghouti, the charismatic Fatah leader jailed by Israel for involvement in terrorist attacks. Ziad Abu Ain, one of those who has resigned, says the younger generation is demanding party primaries to choose candidates for upcoming elections. Until now, the Fatah Central Committee chose the candidates. All 15 members of the committee are in their 60s and 70s, and Abu Ain charges they are out of touch with the Palestinian street.
You can see the pictures well inside West Bank and Gaza Strip, what's going on in the streets, what's the people thinking, how they can run the Fatah. We believe that we will lose our future, because if we're losing Fatah, we'll lose our future.
The rebels insist they support Arafat's successor, Mahmoud Abbas, but they charge Abbas is not doing enough to push through reforms. One of Abbas's closest advisors, former cabinet minister Nabil Amer, says the conflict between up-and-coming Fatah leaders and the old guard is natural. He insists that Abbas is committed to reforming Fatah, but Abu Ain and others must be patient.
They want to take their right place in the structure of al-Fatah. How we can provide this opportunity for all? Till now, it's too slow. I understand why. You know, it's not easy to take a dramatic decisions in this short period of time.
Political commentator Hani al-Masri notes that Yasser Arafat exercised near total control of Fatah. With his death 4 months ago, says Masri, the movement has fallen into complete disarray.
We need a system, we need institutions, we need the chairing, we need democratic ways. One person can't fix Fatah.
Masri and other Palestinian analysts say Fatah could split in two, just when it's facing its greatest political challenge from the Islamist movement Hamas, which rejects peace with Israel. Hamas boycotted the last parliamentary elections in 1996, but Hamas leaders have decided they will participate in the next legislative elections, scheduled for July. Hamas has already scored some impressive victories in local elections, trouncing Fatah in Gaza and running a close second in some West Bank towns. The next round, which includes the larger towns such as Ramallah, Nablus, and Hebron, is scheduled for May. Palestinian pollster Khalil Shikaki says Hamas is expected to do even better.
The most important consideration for the voters in the local elections is corruption, not political affiliation. People are not going to be voting for Fatah or Hamas as such. They will be voting for candidates whom they perceive to be corrupt or uncorrupt. Hamas is perceived, and its candidates, by extension, are perceived as uncorrupt. Fatah and its candidates are perceived as corrupt. And the public will be voting Hamas and Fatah out.
That trend, says Shikaki, could carry over to July's parliamentary vote. At the summer restaurant in Ramallah, construction worker Mahmoud Al-Ayan says Hamas already has his vote.
For sure, Hamas is gaining power in the Palestinian society, and this is a good sign. Because they depend on the religion, on the Islam. They mix the politics with the religion.
His sentiments were echoed by several other patrons in the restaurant who said Hamas is offering clean government and new faces. Palestinian pollster Shikaki says if Fatah splits, Hamas could become the single largest party in the Palestinian parliament. He says that is something that Israel and the United States should be concerned about.
The implications are not only far-reaching for Fatah, they're far-reaching for the Palestinian people, because the impact on the peace process, the impact on governance and the future of the Palestinian political system and the future of liberal democracy in Palestine is going to be influenced by the outcome of this internal Fatah rivalry.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News. Thank you.